John Moinkle down at the infield of the Class 2A state qualifying track and field meet at Grundy Center, being joined by the AP Girls 4x200 meter relay team. To start off, you just state your name and your grade.
I'm Kennedy Cockworth, and I'm a sophomore.
Emma Wolf, senior.
Avery Freund, senior.
Ella Butcher, junior.
All right, ends up being a second place finish here today to go to the state meet. I know you guys were close to that PR, if I'm not mistaken, beat the PR. How are we feeling about today's race and ultimately being able to punch that ticket down to the Blue Oval?
I think we're all feeling really great. We all knew we were capable of it as we were seated second. And the adrenaline of being here and wanting to go to state just helped us push even harder.
Yeah, I just think we're really like peaking at the right time, which is what we strive for. And something Mr. Pollock like preaches on, like really working hard to stay healthy throughout the season and really improving throughout the season rather than working our bodies too hard to get hurt. I just think we're getting to the right point at the right time. So.
I just agree with the last two. The adrenaline of being here definitely pushed us a lot further. And having someone to chase down, I think, helped us a lot. Being really close to Dyke helped us get that PR today. And so it was good.
Definitely, I think our hearts were in it and our spirits were in it. And we wanted it, so we got it.
Mm-hmm. And Emma, you kind of spoke to this already here, but how would you guys describe how your guys' training is able to put yourselves in the best position possible and be peaking at this time of year, you know?
Yeah, you can go if you want to go.
I just think we don't like push our bodies too hard in practice, and I think that keeps us fresh and ready to go for big meets like this. So I just think that's really important for us.
Yeah, like she said, we really try to, we're working hard. We're working on the little things, though, I think, like form. We do a lot of mini hurdle stuff. And even, like me, we work almost every day on hurdles, so I'm not even getting to much of those workouts. But whether we're doing hurdles, whether we're doing the fartleks for the distance runners, we're doing mini hurdles for sprinters, I think it works together at the end of the season to get us all be healthy and running our best.
Yeah, I would disagree that like us not having too many injuries this year has helped us a lot, because I think other teams are struggling with having to not have some of their best runners run, and still having our varsity team at like its best and even better than what we think we are, like PRing at districts, I think it's just really helped us come a long way.
Yeah, definitely like what Kennedy and Emma said, just the little things in practice, but even with me being in soccer too, I'm not really at a lot of the practices, so it kind of leads back to like juice even at home. Like getting out of sleep, and we do take what like coach says seriously, eating healthy and stuff like that, and it all pays off.
Mm-hmm. And Ella, I have to ask you earlier tonight, 100 meter dash, you go from 7th seeded time all the way up into first place in a huge PR at 13:02. What gave you that speed today?
Yeah, I was not expecting that at all. So that was really cool. I don't really know. It was fun.
All right. What are you guys most looking forward to about being able to experience the Blue Oval here next week?
I got a great team around me. I get to run with 6 different girls in each race, so that's really special. And just, I think going down to state is one of the best parts of the season. So for like Ella, that's never been in track her whole high school career, I think it'd be really special for her to be down there and just experience what the Blue Oval's like and kind of get that feel for that. So.
Yeah, I guess for like me personally, it's just like I haven't ran on the Blue Oval since my freshman year, and that was in shuttle hurdles, so it's a lot different of a look. I've never ran in a relay or like been the oldest on the team either as a freshman, so like I guess just experiencing that with the younger classmen and being able to share that experience is really special.
I mean, I just know the experience of being down there is so amazing, and like with the big crowd and everything, it just like pushes us to work even harder, and it definitely is our favorite part of this season, so I'm just really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like Emma said, I've been in soccer all the rest of high school, and I mean, I love soccer, but I always looked up to like the track girls, and it looked so fun, so I'm just really excited.
All right, AP Girls 4x200 meter relay team state qualifiers. Congrats to you guys, and we'll catch you down there next week.
Thank you. Thank you.